Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhtar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue on our study of United We Fall. Let me remind you, our dear listeners, that this is our study to the interface meeting or the dialogue meeting, which took place between Imam Omar Sleeman and Pastor J.D. Greer, and it was moderated by Pastor Kevin Singer. This was the first meeting in the University of North Carolina as a unity work between the MSA, the Muslim Student Association, which is very well known to be a Muslim jihadi organization, according to the Holy Land Foundation trial, which took place in Texas, and CRU, which used to be Campus Crusade for Christ. In our last broadcast, Pastor J.D. Greer ended the answer for the question concerning the current age. What is the recent issue he have met lately that is the difficulty which causes him to lose hope? And he summarized his struggle by seeing the church being involved politically, thinking that there is hope that the government or some particular party can help the church. And from his words, you can see that he is not interested at all for Christians to be involved in politics, even though he wants us to be the salt and the light. And I have no idea how can we, being separated from the political arena, not being involved, and at the same time, we can influence the government. And as I shared in our last program, I repeat again, if the church will not be involved, not only by voting, but by running for all kind of offices, for sure, we will lose our voice in America, and the church will lose its freedom. Surprise, surprise, in the end of his talk, Imam Omar Sleeman inserted a couple more paragraphs. I believe he was led by Pastor J.D. Greer to say more about what his agenda is all about. And seriously, if you listen carefully to his words, as we will be playing them for you, you will realize the huge difference between the Muslims with the leadership of the Muslim Brotherhood in America and the church in America. While the church is struggling to be involved in our politicians' life and in our political arena, Imam Omar Sleeman have no problem to do the opposite. So without further ado, here he is, Imam Omar Sleeman.
So if I could, for the sake of conversation, right on that, I think that what you just alluded to is very important. The politics of the left and the politics of the right are equally secularizing. And I think that's lost on some people. So the politics, you know, you mentioned some of the frustrations that would come from a Southern Baptist about some, you know, being demonized and ostracized for some of the values that are held in terms of social morality and things of that sort. And the politics of white nationalism are no less secularizing, right? And what that does is I think it degrades the purity of religion.
Well, I will break that segment to three sessions. The first one is his opinion, that is Imam Omar Sleeman's opinion, concerning the two political parties, the Republicans and the Democrats. And he's telling us that they're both become more secular. Well, I disagree with Imam Omar because I believe just the last 3 years, the Republicans are taking stands to be more for freedom of religion, while Democrats are being less for freedom of religion, unless if you are a Muslim. Obviously, Imam Omar Sleeman does not like what the Republicans are doing under the leadership of President Donald Trump. Then Imam Omar talked about the struggle which the Southern Baptist Church are facing because they are demonized and ostracized concerning some of the values which are held in terms of, he said, social morality and things of that sort. I do not call it social morality. I call it sin. The problem we Christians are having in America with homosexual or abortionist or any of these other wicked, evil acts or decisions by the liberals of America, it is we acknowledge that all these are simply acts of sin and disobedience of God's command. And the judgment of God is coming to this land because of these sins. But Imam Omar is trying to make these sins simply social morals. As for the third portion, that is when Imam Omar said, and the politicals of white nationalism are no less secularizing, what that does is degrades the purity of religion. And I have no idea what white supremacists have to do with the purity of religion. I can understand Omar Sleiman's opinion in the Republican and the Democrat for being secular. But how in the world he is telling us that white nationalism are no less secular than the Republican and the Democrats? Is it because some of them speaks against Islam and the Muslims? Is it because they mock Christianity and Judaism? Is it because they're just a bunch of liberals who do not believe in God, meaning being atheist? What is important in this segment is this. For Imam Omar Sleiman to introduce or insert white supremacists in his speech here is a deceptive talk. Why? Because he's trying to influence his audience by making them believe that anyone and everyone who speaks against religion, who speaks against Muslims or Islam, is a racist. And that is exactly what liberals and Muslims are trying to convince the Americans. To be a wonderful American, you must love everybody and welcome everybody and have dialogue with everybody and give everybody America. And that's exactly why we titled our study here by United We Fall. I do not hate the Muslim people, but I'm not going to have unity with the Muslim people. I do not hate anyone, but I'm not going to be united with everyone. And this dialogue means one thing and one thing only, unity between Muslims and Christians. And that is what the Muslim Brotherhood and every Muslim in America are looking for, because they understand the only way they can take over America is to convince the media and the liberals in America that Islam is okay. And the only way they can prove to the Americans and the liberals in America that Islam is okay is to receive the approval of the Christians. And they already got the approval of all liberal churches in America. And the only thing the Muslim Brotherhood in America needed is the approval of some of the evangelical churches. And between Dr. James White and Pastor J.D. Greer, I think Muslims got exactly what they are hoping for. Imam Omar Sleiman is gaining power, is gaining land to be able to sit on the stage with the former Southern Baptist Convention president, making the Muslim Brotherhood, CARE, and MSA, and ISNA, and the rest of these Muslim jihadi groups legit, making them equal to the Southern Baptist, as you're going to hear it very clearly in the continuation of his speech, as he said the following.
And the challenge when you're navigating a political space, since everything is so inherently politicized now, you don't want religion to get politicized. You want to just be able to express yourself as an authentic believer. And unfortunately, I think the debate often becomes, am I bringing, in your case, the gospel, in my case, the Quran, the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the Sunnah of the Prophet, am I bringing that to the space, or am I giving a religious weight to that space? And that's something that I struggle with all the time, because I don't know. It's a very tricky decision to make almost every time. Am I bringing the religious voice, or are they going to use the religious voice? And I think we have to be very careful not to let any of our religious beliefs become hijacked by political programs.
Here we go, America. Here we go, Church of God. Do you listen to what Imam Omar Sleiman is telling us? He's actually comparing Christianity to Islam, that we are on the same scale, that we are facing the same problem, because now we are politicizing religion. Now religions are attacked by the political leaders, and we do not have the freedom and the liberty to worship and live our beliefs equally, Christianity and Islam. You see, he understands that Pastor J.D. Greer, having a problem to share the truth of Christianity, the truth of the Bible, the truth of the gospel, because of the political correctness and because of the hardship and the difficulty which Southern Baptists are facing in these days. And that's how Pastor J.D. Greer told his audience shortly before that, that's why he's losing hope. He's in a hopeless situation because of what's happening in America, because of the political leaders who are trying to use him for the benefit of some specific party over the other. And in the same time, Imam Omar is telling us, well, this is the same struggle I'm going through. How can I present my Quran? How can I present my Muhammad? Peace be upon him. And the Sunnah, his tradition, how Muhammad lived his life. And he called him the prophet. Do you see what happened when you have dialogue? We make the Quran equal to the Bible. We make the child molester, the sex offender, the prophet pretender, the womanizer, the adulterer, the thief, the thug, the wicked man by the name Muhammad a prophet, and we make him equal to Jesus. That's exactly why I am against any dialogue between Muslims and Christians. We can have debates, but we cannot, and we should never have a dialogue. Because what do you expect Pastor J.D. Greer will say here? Excuse me, Imam Omar, we don't believe Muhammad's a prophet. Excuse me, Imam Omar, we don't believe the Quran to be equal to the Bible. Of course he's not going to do that, because we're just having dialogue. We're just having good time. We're laughing. We're holding hands and singing Kumbaya.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Then Imam Omar asks the question, am I bringing that to the space, or am I giving a religious weight to that space? He said he is struggling all the time with this because he does not know. He said, I don't know. It is a very tricky decision to make almost every time. Am I bringing the religious voice, or are they going to use the religious voice? What he's talking about? He's talking about the politicians. You see, he started interaction with this dialogue because he's in agreement with Pastor J.D. Greer. Pastor J.D. Greer does not want the Republican to use him for a photo op or to make the Southern Baptist part of the Republican Party. As he said, he will not do it for the liberal either. But I'm sorry, we as Christians must take a stand. We as Christians must stand with what will benefit the church and our freedom of religion, which we cannot find but in the Republican Party at this time. Imam Omar ended by saying, I think we have to be very careful not to let any of our religious beliefs become hijacked by political programs. Wow. Man, there's so much has been said in one sentence here that we should have a separate program to cover it. Because in reality, Islam hijacked the Muslims, and Muslims are hijacking the government of America and almost every program we know about in the last 20 years or so in America. Since September 11 until today, Muslims are being treated like special. They're the only one who benefit from September 11. As we have said before, the number of mosques is quadruple. The number of Muslims who live in America is quadruple. Because if not, then these programs which was put by the government are here to persecute the Muslims, are here to treat Muslims different. And we have freedom of religion in America. Therefore, Muslims have the right to come and to have all these programs to benefit them. We are accommodating the Muslims of America since September 11 until today with almost every program. They are here to take over America, and we're doing everything we can to give them America. Even that dialogue between Pastor J.D. Greer and Imam Omar is nothing but another victory for the Muslim Brotherhood, for the Muslim Jihadi of America. And once again, as I said to you in the past, I repeat myself. When you have dialogue with Muslims, Muslim talk in general, using general statements without getting in any details. For example, here Imam Omar is talking about, we need to be careful that not let any of our religious beliefs become hijacked by political programs. What religious beliefs? Maybe we should ask Imam Omar, can you share with us some of these religious beliefs you're talking about? Because Islam, once again, does not have religious beliefs. Islam is a savage cult. Muslims do not have to believe in anything, but they have to do a lot of things which goes against our freedom of religion. We maybe need to ask Imam Omar Sliman the following question. What do you think, sir? Should we obey the Sharia, Islamic law, or should we obey the Constitution of the United States of America? Because we have to understand that Islam is not a religious belief, but it is a political movement. Over 80% of Islam is politics, and less than 20% is religion. So Sharia, which covers all aspects of Muslims' life, and Muslims must live in submission to Allah, they must obey and live by every law is given in the Quran and in the Sunnah of Muhammad, as he just mentioned a minute ago. He's struggling about, should he speak the truth about the Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad or not? Yes, indeed, I want to know it. Tell me, Imam Omar, what is about the Quran you want to practice in America, which goes against everything we, the Americans, believe, which goes against everything is written in our Constitution? What do you think of freedom of religion? As we'll be talking more in depth about it later in the following question, which will be given by Pastor Kevin Singer. Imam Omar, imagine a member or a family in your mosque became a Christian. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to practice Sharia and kill them? Or are you going to let them enjoy being a Christian? So who is hijacking who? Islam hijacked the people, or Islam is hijacked by political programs? You see, talking about Islam in general, without going in details, will give Muslims victory. We already, up to this point, see that there's no difference between the Bible and the Quran. There's no difference between the teaching of Jesus and the teaching of Muhammad. There's no difference between how Jesus lived and how Muhammad lived according to the Sunnah of Islam, because Pastor J.D. Greer gives a platform for Imam Omar to do so by allowing him to sit with him in the same level next to each other, smiling, laughing. And what is so amazing, if you go watch that video, as I've seen it so many times, not once in the entire dialogue, Pastor J.D. Greer shows any disagreement in his body language. He's always smiling. He's always warm. He's always welcoming the thoughts and the ideas and the words of Imam Omar Sliman as if he is in 100% agreement with him. This is a problem, my dear Christian brothers and sisters, because now Islam is hijacking not only America, not only the programs we have in this country, but now Islam is hijacking the Southern Baptist Church by allowing Imam Omar Sliman to have this conversation with Pastor J.D. Greer. Well, let's move on to learn about these programs which Imam Omar Sliman is talking about. Are you ready? Here he is in his own words.
Right, to speak to, if there's something positive in a space, to uplift that, to challenge those political programs to be consistent with their professed ideals. So if it's, you know, if it's a topic of abortion coming up, and if it's a topic of immigration coming up and things of that sort, to speak to the sanctity of the child when it's in the womb, as well as the sanctity of the child when it's at our border, and to challenge everyone to be consistent when talking about the sanctity of human dignity and how we treat people.
Yes, indeed, Imam Omar. We must speak to the positive in a space and to lift that up. Now, here is a challenge for these political programs. He's talking about if the topic of abortion comes up, we must speak out loud. So it is with the topic of immigration. And notice how Imam Omar Sleiman used deception in his talk. Yes, the sanctity of life in the mother's womb is very important. And we Christians fight for the life of this baby inside the mother's womb. But that's not what Muslims believe, as we covered already in a previous program. Muslims believe up to 120 days that baby is not a living being, which means it can be aborted up to 120 days. We Christians believe that baby is a human with a spirit and life at conception. That's not what Muslims believe at all. So we cannot compare Christianity to Islam in that topic of abortionists. But listen to his deception now. He's talking about we need to be in inconsistency. Concerning what? Concerning protecting the child when it is at the border. So you see what he's trying to do here? He's trying to compare our babies who are born in America from legal parents to be equal to any child who comes through the border illegally. And that is a problem which liberals in America do not understand. They consider everybody in America to be an immigrant, and it doesn't make any difference if you are legal immigrants or illegal immigrants. I'm sorry, Imam Omar, that trick will not work. Bringing Muslims to America on the border of the United States of America illegally is not the same as having baby protected in the mother's womb. And believe it or not, your liberal party, sir, do not have any problem to kill millions and millions of babies. And in the same time, they would love to have the rest of the illegal people of planet Earth to come to America, including the Muslims of planet Earth. Killing baby is sin, and we must protect every baby. Bringing illegal in America is a crime, and we must also protect America from having any person come into this country illegally. And to continue our study of United We Fall, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.